Spring Fest is heating up at Lowe's, and for a limited time, we have the extra big deals you need to impress guests. Get your outdoor space ready and save $50 on the select Kobalt 24-volt blower kit, now $79. Plus, save $80 on the Charbroil Performance 4-burner grill, now $199. It's springtime, and our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/13. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Two of the books, one to go. Final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, on a show that before we got here, probably we were thinking we got plenty of stuff, but it's going to be a lot of stuff, not a lot of sports. And then lo and behold, Bill O'Brien made our week.
Our buddy Jerry Roach was like, wow, it looks like you're going to be a Chiefs fan for a long time. Yeah.
Or of course not for very much longer, because if this one isn't the straw that breaks the camel's back, I don't know. If he survives this one, he's like the can't kill cockroach.
Yeah.
Pretty much, right?
Yep.
So, well, obviously, he's gonna survive it. The major news of the day is Bill O'Brien has traded away arguably his best player, or one of his best players, in DeAndre Hopkins for a overpaid and very much injured running back in David Johnson and some draft picks, which ends up netting them a second.
I would, at this point, say that the second-round pick that they got, because they swapped fours, but the second-round pick that they got is really probably has more potential than David Johnson does.
I agree. Totally
agree.
That's
sad.
And you can't cut David Johnson because most of his money this year is so guaranteed. The dead cap money is ridiculous. It would make sense. It behooves you more to keep him than to cut him.
Several people have chimed in, by the way, when I mentioned my check engine light flashing. They're like, oh, that's not good, Barry. A flashing check engine light.
It's a serious misfire.
It's really bad usually. It's a common sign of a failed system. It can cause engine damage. Yeah, not good. So, I don't know. I need to get it looked at. A couple guys told me to just hit them up on Messenger and they might be able to help. So,
save white lightning now.
May have to take it. Yeah, I'm a little nervous. They're like, even if it's not happening anymore, it could still be bad news. So I guess I need to get it
to the looked
dealership
at sooner rather than later. You can't be stranded in the middle of the next comedy tour.
Uh-oh.
NFL news of the day. Again, the fact that their legal tampering period went on as scheduled, regardless of what's going on with the coronavirus, started at 11 a.m. Teams can sign players in the official free agency period, which will be Wednesday. And in the process and preparing for that, several teams have made several moves. Atlanta Falcons free agent tight end Austin Hooper looks to have an agreement in place with the Cleveland Browns. Interesting, because David Njoku was their young, highly drafted tight end who got hurt. Maybe that says more about the fact that he's still hurt than anything else. If the Browns are going and adding a big-time receiving tight end with all the weapons they already have, including a tight end. Falcons are also releasing running back Devontae Freeman, who had 3 years left on his deal. There's a free running back. Just go out and sign him. Don't have to give up anything. Not hurt. Just was making too much.
Mm-hmm.
Bill O'Brien. But no. Niners are re-signing defensive lineman Eric Armstead to a five-year deal. Patriots are re-signing Devin McCourty to their secondary to a two-year deal. Packers have reached an agreement with not only linebacker Christian Kirksey, but also offensive lineman, Rick Wagner, the starting right tackle of the Detroit Lions, is now a Green Bay Packer. Colts are re-signing left tackle Anthony Costanzo to a two-year, $11 million deal. And the Jaguars continue to clear house, trading Calais Campbell to the Ravens.
Mm.
So those are a lot of the major moves of the day. Nothing more major than the fact that ESPN hasn't stopped talking about your Houston Texans all day.
Yeah, it's bad. And I know we spent an hour and change on it, and you know we get new listeners in the 3 o'clock hour. But I think to summarize my points on it from the first hour and bleeding into the second, it's dumb. And unless there is a bigger plan that we're just not privy to, which I'm not I don't believe there is, then, you know, and I hold out that 5 or 10% chance that there might be. But other than that, this is just another bonehead move by a bonehead guy who, as long as he's at the helm of this franchise, I don't feel like people should support it. I don't feel like you should buy tickets. I don't feel like you should go to the Texans. And I said this after they lost to KC, and I will keep banging this drum until Bill O'Brien is gone. If you support this team, you're the idiot at the end of the day. Bill O'Brien is an idiot, but you're a bigger idiot if you pay money to support this franchise.
And I followed. My point was, quite simply, whether you say he's the best player on the roster or the second best, the other guy in that discussion is the guy you need to worry about most, because Deshaun Watson is a guy that loved DeAndre Hopkins. They were friends. They did commercials together. But more importantly, they made magic on the field together. He was the security blanket for your franchise quarterback, who, oh, by the way, has a contract coming up real soon. And this cannot sit well with him. So the next domino that could fall, the guy that has been the biggest honk out in front of Bill O'Brien saying, I want OB. I love OB. I want to play for OB. And done all and said all the right things to try and justify this guy's existence being a buffoon, now just went and out pulled the rug right out from under him and traded his security blanket and good friend. Didn't get a whole lot in return, and this has to be something that if you're a Texans fan, as bad as this one feels, be careful, because if the other shoe to fall is that Deshaun Watson now wants out, you and your franchise are in huge, huge trouble.
Yeah, these are the kind of moves that can set a franchise back years. When you look at the Browns and their ineptness, a lot of it has to do with the fact that they continue to whiff on quarterbacks in the first round and draft picks in the first round. And so there are moments in a franchise each year that can propel you forward or set you back.
Sure.
And these are the kind of moves that I think set a franchise back. And it could do, you know, because if you don't feel like you can afford or you don't pay Tunsil, you're kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. You're going to overpay because you didn't negotiate, as we discussed earlier. But at the same time, if you let him walk, you lose everything you gave up to get him. You know, Watson might be so pissed, to your point, that he doesn't want to come back. So the domino could be that in 3 years from now, you're left with none of these cats. Like, you're just basically starting over. And that just...
My hope is like, look, Kyle's like, look, this is kind of a big move, a bold move, all right? But I did kind of give you the keys to this car to do whatever you want. But after this, we're going to let this play out for 1 year, and then I might... I'm hoping Kyle is putting something conditional to Bill O'Brien and saying, look, look, you just gave up Hopkins. You better make a move. You better do everything you need to do to make this team a really good team.
And make it far. You gave up Clowney, too. Don't forget. You gave up Clowney. You gave up Nuke and Clowney in the span of, what, 12 to 16 months?
Less than 12
months. And I just don't think that happened. I'm just, like I said, I think I'm hoping. This is a team that bragged about getting rid of Brock Osweiler. Okay? Yeah. They were bragging about, and it was a semi-good deal when you all things considered. I did say, to a certain extent, when you consider the sample size and when you consider what was left out there in terms of quarterbacks, they kind of had to sign Brock Osweiler, but they were bragging about getting rid of a mistake. So this doesn't help their situation in terms of their reputation of making decisions on this roster. It just doesn't.
No, and you wonder if Cal McNair was even consulted, because again, we go back to the Kansas City game. Go, if he's not going to be heard from now, you're never going to hear from him. And we never heard from him. At least we didn't hear from him for many, many days to come. And then when we finally did hear from him, we heard that Bill O'Brien, which everybody was hoping for, the announcement was going to be Bill O'Brien's no longer with the franchise. No, he's going to be back. Romeo Crennel is the scapegoat. And the thing that stuck with everybody was, now we can focus on winning the championship in 2020 and going forward. Well, if this doesn't scream anything other than all I care about is profitability of my franchise and winning means nothing to me, then I don't know what does. Because we don't hear from him, but we see a move like this and we hear the rumblings that, well, Bill O'Brien didn't like him because he didn't practice during the week. You know what? As long as he showed up on game days, and like you said, Barry, as long as he's one of the top two receivers in the game in receptions every year, who cares what he practices like? But we go to the factor of the Bill O'Brien, if he doesn't like you. He didn't like Brian Gain. They disagreed on Clowney. So not only did he win by getting rid of Brian Gain, a guy he doesn't like, but then he wins in the Clowney discussion because he trades him for nothing and gets rid of him. Now, supposedly, he didn't like D-Hop because he didn't practice a lot. So he trades him, and everybody says, well, at the start of the day, the rumor is he's going to trade him to replenish all the draft picks he lost in the Tunsil deal. Nope, didn't even do that. Didn't even get a first-round pick as any part of the move he made today. And all he is he solidified his position as public enemy number one in the sports world of Houston, Texas.
I'm just so glad I'm not a Texans fan.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but... And I could be. I'm not even sure that Cal McNair made a statement on the coronavirus, let alone making a statement on this
trade. He doesn't make statements unless he absolutely has to.
Yeah. So this guy is going to. He enjoys being behind the scenes and just letting everything kind of unfold the way it does. I don't see him talking about this either.
But seriously, how do you spin this? If Bill O'Brien knocks on your door to your office this morning and goes, "Hey, want to run something by you? I'm thinking about trading D-Hop to the Cardinals." First of all, he'd go, "Who?" And then you'd have to say, "Well, he's our receiver. Where's number that guy number 10?" And then he goes, "Well, I'm thinking about trading him to the Cardinals. I'm going to get back a guy used to be a pretty good running back for a year, but you know, we're trying to D-Hop. The rumor, he doesn't practice a whole lot, and the rumor is that, you know, he might want to renegotiate his deal. So I'm going to save you a headache. I'm going to get rid of him. Don't worry about it. I'm going to bring back a running back and just get an extra second round pick."
That's how you think it went down.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, I wonder how
the hypothetical is what he's doing.
The way I wonder how it went down.
The way I think it went down was, "Hey, Bob."
"What, Cal?"
"Hey, I just saw some paperwork about we just traded DeAndre Hopkins for David." "Mind your business, Cal." "Okay, I'm sorry." Close the door. Walks away. That's how I think it went down over at Texans. I don't think Cal cares, or he's too afraid of Bill O'Brien. I don't know what it is, but Bill O'Brien is going to single-handedly run this franchise into the ground, on the field and off.
And that's here talking about practice.
Yeah, and exactly. But that's
Bill O'Brien's priority. He wants to win practice.
And now
that's it.
If everybody gets their wish and you trade him, damage is already done.
Too late.
Way too late.
Too late.
All right, we'll continue to roll on. Final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Practice, man.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now. Do it. Do it. Do it now.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us along for the ride on D-Day, as Barry has so aptly called it, the day that the Texans traded.
Dumbass day.
DeAndre Hopkins. This other NFL tidbit, the 49ers have traded one of their big-time defensive linemen. Defensive tackle DeForest Buckner is going to... He's going to the Colts. So they get better for a 2020 first-round pick, according to Adam Schefter. And oh, by the way, when I said that on Wednesday, free agency officially opens up, Philip Rivers and the Colts are supposed to talk right away. If you add DeForest Buckner to an already really good defense, and you add Philip Rivers to T.Y. Hilton, the great offensive line, and the weapons they have, oh, Texans, boy, you're losing good guys. They're gaining them. So thank God for the Jacksonville Jaguars at this point, because Tennessee, as over the weekend, one of the first moves made for the new NFL year, signed a major deal for Ryan Tannehill, so they're out of the Brady sweepstakes. They've got their quarterback.
Yep.
They franchised Derrick Henry, so he's going to be their running back. And don't forget, they were in the conference championship game a year ago. So you've got Colts getting better and getting healthy and possibly looking at Philip Rivers, an upgraded quarterback. You're looking at everything that the Titans did, and you're looking at Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, at least the Jags suck.
Yeah, that's all you can hang your hat on right now. I mean, I don't know.
If I were to ask you right now, the way the teams sit with no other moves, mm-hmm. Who's the best team in the division?
I'm gonna say, depending. Well, we don't know. It's still a pending move, so I can't say the Colts. If the Colts get Phillip Rivers,
nope. As they stand right now,
well, then it's Tennessee.
The Tannehill deal,
yeah.
Yeah.
Tennessee.
They bring back their running back who was a workhorse. The defense is still spectacular.
I'm tempted to say Tennessee.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I think Tennessee's one. And then, you know.
Texans, two.
Texans probably right now, two. Yep. But that could change. Colts, then Colts, three. Jags.
But the Colts get a quarterback that's viable, that can play. But the moves that they just.
Bolstered their D-line.
Their D-line, yep.
Already has a. And re-signed Costanzo. So now they've solidified keeping their O-line being one of the best young lines in football.
If the Texans don't make a move for another receiver, or bolstering their line or their secondary, or you know, outside of the draft, because you can't count on any of the kids they're going to draft, they could fall to three in this division real quick,
really, really quick, yeah. Like free fall.
Yeah,
and then they got to be
careful. JJ Watt's another year older. Deshaun Watson has one less weapon. Actually, two less weapons. Let's be real. Deshaun Watson now has two less weapons because Carlos Hyde was a weapon that he had.
Yes.
Don't have that anymore.
Yes, you're right. Well, they got David Johnson, Barry. Jeez. Fantasy football stud 2 years ago.
Yeah, three years ago. Maybe four.
Well, that's always good. At least he has that on his resume. It's on his resume, which means, you know what, he could be good again.
Yeah, oh, okay. I almost cursed.
Yeah. The
almost cursed.
The division does not look as good for the Texans as it did. Bill Barnwell of ESPN was asked to analyze the trade. Texans got an F.
Of course.
Cardinals got a B+. He said his first instinct when I saw the terms of this trade was to worry whether Hopkins had lost a limb. You need to read nothing else other than that.
Yeah, I thought maybe his arm fell off. And then you're like, well, you know, I usually like my receivers to have two arms. So I'm going to give... I'll give the Cardinals a C-.
This is his
next. I'll take Nuke Hopkins with one arm over half the receivers in the NFL with two.
Especially with those hands.
Yeah.
Or hand, as the case may be.
Yeah.
His second comment following that, right away, same paragraph. My second instinct was to give the Texans side of the deal the same grade safety Tyrann Mathieu awarded his former team. This is a jaw-dropping, mind-bending, inexplicable trade for Bill O'Brien, whose bizarre run as Texans GM is going to be the subject of a 30 for 30 one day.
Tyrann Mathieu said that?
No, this is what Bill Barnwell wrote.
Oh. Yeah.
After already realizing that Tyrann Mathieu, you know, was not happy with when he left the Texans.
Yep.
Charles Robinson tweeted out something that might go to the argument that Barry Laminack was mentioning about leaving 5 or 10% for the fact that there might be some bigger plans. So this is the tweet from Charles Robinson on Texans trading DeAndre Hopkins. I'm told it was clear to Houston that a contract renegotiation at some point was part of keeping Hopkins. Texans are prioritizing extensions with Watson and Tunsil, plus seed wide receiver draft depth and some trade options. They felt this move fit a larger plan. This is what Charles Robinson said he was told. By who? We don't know.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, verified, checked.
Bill
Charles
O'Brien's
Robinson.
Wife
probably a good buddy of Jeff Passan, though.
You know, so he might have been talking with Billy's wife about, well, this makes sense. It's easy. It's easy deal. Don't worry about it. Got it all taken care of.
Huh.
I just, man.
Cal's not stressing. I saw a picture of his wife.
Oh, no. Yeah.
She's very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
He's just going home to that. He don't care.
Well, obviously he doesn't. He cares, like I said, as long as it's about the bottom line. He doesn't want any distractions. He doesn't want anything that bothers his anthem. He doesn't want any kneeling. He doesn't want any of that. But as long as the team's profitable, hey, nothing else matters.
To your point, though, Nick, about this tweet from Charles Robinson, because I'm looking at it.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, they needed to get some money for Tunsil and Watson. But you had D-Hop locked in, even though he wanted to negotiate. Could he hold out? Yeah. But then he would cost himself money, and maybe he's okay with that. Maybe he's not. You could call his bluff and see if he plays. You can franchise him his, you know, first year. It's probably more economical than to do it the second year. But you would know that you would at least have him for the next 4 years, including that first year franchise. So you have him and at the money he's at,
and more importantly,
to make it work. But then they're saying that they saw depth in the draft. How does this make you a better football team?
Well, even if you're, yeah, because even if you have depth, the college player has to make the transition to the NFL.
Yeah.
And there's a learning curve. You got to be on the same page as your starting quarterback. You're going to
move up and get a wide receiver in the draft. Might I remind you that the last guy that they drafted in the first round as a receiver was Will Fuller?
Might I remind you?
They and don't they have drafted a him higher than when they got D-Hop.
They don't have a first-round pick either.
Well, I'm saying they would have to move up.
I'm just saying that's also a factor. It better be damn deep to get one in the second round because that's where you're picking.
You can, but you can draft someone that everybody thought was good, and then he comes to the NFL and absolutely sucks. Like, yeah. You could hit being a good draft guy. You can hit being a good draft guy. Like, you could say this is a good player, and 30 other people are going to agree with you, and then you guys are all wrong. That's why you keep a guy like Hopkins on your team. You don't get rid of a guy that is already proven and is widely considered to be one of the best, if not the best, wide receiver in NFL. You just don't do that.
So who's better, OBJ or D-Hop?
I think D-Hop is better based on last season.
He's to me, the hands-wise, they're probably the same. But I think you got to look at some of the other things, like between the ears. D-Hop may not want to practice, but the fact that he shows up and performs in the games, he's not out here kissing and proposing to kicking nets and all these the antics that go
wearing
on.
Wearing a watch on the field.
Yeah. Will Fuller can barely practice. What are you worried about, dude? Just let him play. Let him do the way exactly. Do it the way he's been doing it.
As long as he shows up and none of his team, as long as you're not losing the locker room because DeAndre Hopkins didn't want to practice, trust me, there's plenty of guys that don't want to practice. And probably aren't giving you 100% because of that. There, it takes a toll on you. You earn that right when you become a superstar in the NFL, where you don't have to do that as much.
So I say that to say, OBJ was traded to the Browns last year for a first, a second, and a former high first-round pick that's a starting safety in this league.
He's absolutely worth that. DeAndre Hopkins, you should have gotten at least
that's the minimum, right?
Yeah.
That's where I'm going.
That's the bar. Anything less than that and you failed. Anything more than that, you probably got a great deal.
Yep.
But if you didn't get that, then you failed. And they failed in this trade.
Yeah, to me, it makes no sense any way, shape, or form, no matter how you spin it. That's why we said all day, if you're a Texans fan that drinks that blue Kool-Aid and can somehow find a positive in all this, please bring it our way because I cannot understand the life.
So if we reevaluate Bill O'Brien, if you take care of some of the, if you ignore some of the smaller things like, you know, Roby and all those other things, you rented Carlos Hyde, probably not back now because you moved D-Hop to get David Johnson. Right. You lost Clowney. You gave up Clowney for, what did we say, Gerrion Conley? That's what Lance basically said.
Yep.
And don't forget now, he's probably going to lose DJ Reader.
You overpaid for Duke Johnson.
You overpaid Whitney Mercilus. I mean,
You overpaid Nick Martin. You overpaid Kyamie Fairbairn.
If you were looking for a blueprint on how to run a franchise into the ground, he's showing it to you. This is it.
This was the final straw, too, because now, like I said, even if you fire him now, and there's no signs that they would, but even if you fire him now, the damage is done. You have no draft picks. You have all these high salaries. You still have two big salaries you have to sign.
Yeah, but your only saving grace is you don't lose Deshaun Watson because he doesn't want to re-sign.
But you just traded away his security blanket, best buddy.
Yeah, but you justify that by saying, well, look, we got rid of him after that. So, but they're not going to do that.
No, sir. So what we're going to do is finish up the final half hour of the show. Before we go to break, though, I do want to tell you about the good people at Infuse Energy. If you've been dealing with high energy bills from big-time companies that just don't really realize and take the proper time to treat you as a customer the way you need to be treated, check out Infuse Energy. Josh Pesikoff and his staff, locally owned and operated, their sole focus is to take care of their customers. You can look at InfuseEnergy.com, but I encourage you to call 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. Right off the top, you mentioned ESPN 97.5, you get a $25 bill credit, but they're going to go from there. They're going to ask you more questions than you ask them because they're going to pinpoint when you use energy the most, when you use it the least, is it for your business or for your family, and they're going to set you up with the best rate and the best plan they possibly can. They're always 100% honest. That means even in the rare occasions there's another company out there that can beat their prices, they'll let you know that. Because like a trusted friend, you may not go with them this time, but their honesty will bring you back again and again. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back, and it has the ratings to prove it. 5 out of 5 stars with the Public Utilities Commission of Texas. That's the best you can get. I'm telling you, I switched 3.5 years ago. I just re-upped, and why wouldn't I? They take care of you, they save you money, and they always make sure they are focused on you, number one. Infuse energy into your life.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final half hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We always tell you, if you miss any portions of today's show, ESPN975.com. Click on the show tab for The Usual Suspects at the top of the page. The menu drops down. You catch up on all the hours you missed. And while you're on that front page, after you check up on all that, you can also follow the directions, download the app, take us anywhere, everywhere, and never miss another show on ESPN 975.
Do that.
Bing. As well,
dong, ding.
We want to give a special shout out to Apollo Men's Health. Barry, while you were out,
you got your penis fixed.
We had a little discussion, and Nick and I went over to Apollo Men's Health today.
Oh, yeah.
We did.
Y'all went together without me, huh?
And
thanks,
we,
guys.
We,
go team. Let's put it in.
I tried that guys. Machine
no,
that you
it.
Have
in the bathroom.
The fancy machine that you yeah. have in your bathroom. There's no way you have that.
I don't have that machine.
You have something like
that. That has the handles that you hold with
yeah.
your hands
right,
too.
Right.
No, I just have the one you stand on. But it still measures all that stuff.
These dudes told me I have more body fat in my left arm than I do in my right arm.
I believe that.
And I didn't appreciate that report.
All that means is that you're right-handed when you...
we
That's
had,
the first thing he told me.
We did have that joke. Yeah. That was discussed.
Yeah.
I only use my left hand. I don't get it.
That is... You don't switch hit at all?
Mm-mm.
Make it just feel like a stranger?
You don't sit on your hand for a while so it falls asleep and then it doesn't... Yeah.
That spot is legit, though. It is clean,
yeah.
Oh my God.
High tech. They know everything that you need to know. They are super educated on everything regarding that. Dude, it's a good spot.
Yeah, thanks for the invite, guys. No, I feel great right now.
I should have texted you.
I feel really cool about this team thing that we just did. No, it's great. Thanks.
But you had come from New Mexico.
No,
we couldn't trust
you. I've been here. I was here since Sunday. So, no, I appreciate the text. Just, hey, meet us here. No, that was nice. Thanks.
So...
Huh?
The thing is it's all a learning process too. But these guys walk you through every bit of it to where you may think you need testosterone therapy, but because of the fact that if you also do, you know, they take your blood so that they can examine it and they can get you the results within 24 hours, and they can figure out why you might be low on energy, what could possibly be the result of it, what you need to do, and then they can analyze the results to tell you, hey, you might need this, or you might need peptide, or you might need other options that can give you the kind of results you're looking for, more energy, less body fat, all those kind of things. Very, very cool, but very easy to deal with and very friendly people. So Apollo Men's Health, shout out to you. We appreciate you.
Yeah, very cool.
And now that you're back, if you want to go, I can set that up too.
No, it's cool.
Okay,
fine. You I wanted to, go get our penises checked as a crew, but not now.
There was no penis checking. And by the way,
I feel like you guys probably examined each other in the parking lot first, right? And
no.
Then went in and we're like, well, let's get a second opinion.
I thought we would be in separate rooms, but we weren't.
I
oh,
did
really?
Too, by the way.
That's awesome. Yeah. What? Who was bigger?
my body fat was lower.
Oh, no way. How is that even 20, possible?
23%. I need to add 5 pounds of muscle.
I told you were shaped like a light bulb. You thought you were all, look at me, I'm all, yeah. It's all in them birthing hips you got.
And then O from the clinic was like, you're skinny fat. I'm like, bro, I already
See?
Hear that enough
yeah,
on
we
this
said,
show.
Wow, knew you knew the term.
Like,
I knew it.
Yeah.
That
Don't
is too funny.
You.
So you're fatter than Joel.
Yeah. Well, no.
Good job.
Hold
Joel.
On. Hold
yeah.
on.
I weigh more than him, but I'm also taller
well,
than him.
Well, that's head, though. That's just not that head.
Well,
that's
you just haven't. That, just keep going. But the bottom line was he said, I'm within
you're
the
fat,
range.
You're the fatter. You're the fat ass on the show, Nick.
Hey, they asked about you. I said, you see that weight? Just double it. That's Barry Laminack's weight. You don't need any more information.
Child,
you don't need him to come in and weigh himself out or any of that stuff.
I'm
just
shaped.
Double it.
I'm shaped like a sausage. You're shaped like a light bulb. You got all them hips.
And then I said, can I just run and gain muscle? They're like, no,
running
will make
you. Running the preacher muscle.
I was like, yeah. Dang it. I don't want to do weights.
You got to work out, bro. You got to lift weights. Running. That's why marathoners are so skinny.
Okay. When was the last time you hit the gym, ho? He's like, dang it. I haven't. Dude, I haven't hit the gym in like 3 years.
Yeah.
2 years maybe.
I tell you what. Why don't you just run the 10 for Texas with me? Do a 10-mile race in October.
He's trying
That's
to put on
doing.
Muscle. He's not supposed to
Why?
Run.
Yeah.
Because I have too much body.
That's what they told him.
No, don't put on muscle. Get rid of fat. And then you can put on muscle later.
It's kind of supposed to happen simultaneously, right?
Yeah, well, you can still work out while you run. It's not like you only have to do one or the other. You can still lift weights and run. You'll get skinnier faster.
I got an excuse. All these gyms are going to be closing down. I can't work out. I can't hit the gym.
Oh, really?
Because all these gyms are going to be closing down.
You can't do push-ups at the house?
There might be coronavirus on the floor. I can't.
At your house?
Well, I wiped it down with Pine Sol, but you never know.
Mm. Can't do push-ups. You can't do dips. You know, you can't do like the tricep dips. You can't do lunges. You can't do any of that stuff.
You really want to make fun of me.
Huh?
Your boy was too scared to do the blood test.
Not me, bro.
I know, not Joel. Me. You're not scared.
Joel
like
took
that.
It like a champ. He went, yeah. went in there. I'm like, look.
Because he's an adult.
Okay, listen.
What? No. Before we get to this. You're scared of needles?
No, I'm scared of drawing blood. I can take shots all day.
Well, not those kind of shots. Well, we're talking about in your arm.
Not
drinking
shots.
Not of Jack or Jameson.
Right.
I'm talking about measles and mumps. What? So you were scared to get your blood drawn?
I've passed out 3 times getting my blood drawn.
Are you
Two
serious?
Or three times, yeah.
Do you start like yelling that you're going to pass out, or do you just go?
The first 2 times I really didn't know I was going to pass out. The third or the fourth time I'm like, listen. There might be a history here.
Look, I might go night-night.
So we lived that today. So she did took my blood, took 30 seconds.
Uh-huh.
Nick goes, dang, Joe, it's done already? And you didn't flinch or anything? I'm, no, it's easy.
Easy, yeah.
So we're just talking about it. And all of a sudden, he's like, bro, you know, in the past, I've had a problem. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, well, I know I got to have the blood drawn from my hand, not from like the joint in my arm. And like looking at it, it could freak me out and I'll pass out. And I'm like, really? And he's like, yeah, man. He's like, and so the more we're talking about it, the more I'm watching it. And the more it becomes like the lyrics to an Eminem song, because now palms are sweaty and it wasn't mom's spaghetti. And he's thinking about it overall. And all of a sudden the nurse looks at him and starts walking his way. And he goes, you know, I think I'll just come back some other time for this part of it. And
so
she's like, you don't want to do
blood
the blood test? She goes, yeah, no, I'm good. I'm not going to be doing that today.
Wow.
That happened. I cannot deny what Joel is speaking of right now. I just can't.
As tough as you
are, I would
have
not. And I was
like,
Nick, you want me to leave the room? I'll get out. I got to, because no, it's not even that. I was like, okay.
Wow.
My hands got clammy.
One time I was at the city of Houston and we were donating blood and the person next to me was getting there. And this is why I asked you, is there like a production on the way out? Because this dude was like, hey, I get a little queasy at the sight of blood, so just don't let me look at it. And the lady was like, all right, whatever. Just stuck him, started drawing blood. And I'm just sitting there getting, you know, squeezing a little spongy ball or whatever it is. And I hear this dude, he starts going, oh, oh, man, it's getting dark. Oh, it's getting dark. And the dude just boom, out. And the lady was like, oh, my God. Now she's mad at this dude because he falls out. She's like, would someone bring me some orange juice? I'm like, lady, he warned you. Why are you mad at him? But he was just, that's what I was wondering. Are you like, oh, man.
No,
getting dark.
The first time I passed out, I wasn't sitting in one of those. There's like specific chairs made for that situation. I think they're called. I don't know what they're called. I forgot what they're
it's
called.
It's like a high school desk with the chair and then the kind of arm that comes around in front of it.
Yeah. That way, if you're one of, you know, like
no,
if you're like
me.
No,
this is the city. They just put us in regular old plastic chairs.
Well, see, that's that the thing. The first time I was just in a regular chair. The second time I was in a regular chair and they did not do well.
No.
Because they didn't know that I was one of those types.
Yeah.
You know, the second, this time today, he was sitting in that chair. I was sitting in a regular old chair like the one you're sitting in right now.
See.
I was like, nah.
I'd have switched with you if that would have made a difference.
I don't know. I think it already got to my head at that point. You know what I mean? I saw the needle go in his arm.
Did you?
Well, and they said certain
chills?
People it's seen the blood. Other people it's the sight of the needle.
Yeah.
And they said there are people that go in there that literally if they look away and let them just spew details on like they recite their resume or they say something that like or someone's a baseball fan and says, okay, it recite the entire lineup from your favorite team from the favorite year. And all of a sudden they go, wait, you're done? And because if they're focused on that instead of the needle or the blood, that they can possibly get through it.
Yeah.
But it was crazy. But the information was amazing. They hand you a sheet within like minutes of you getting on that thing and holding the hand grips and sitting on the scale and doing all these things, and it breaks it all down for you. And it was painless, quick, easy.
Cool.
And they're gonna now it's like I'm gonna stay with it. I'm gonna stay. Keep following up with them to see when I'll get the results tomorrow from the blood test and see what I need to do. Because I said the frustration is you don't lose it like you used to lose the weight that quickly. Because mm-hmm. I've been going 6 days a week. He goes, look, you put back your muscle. So you understand that muscle weighs more than fat. So you're good there. You just have to realize maybe there's other ways to go about it. And maybe we have something that helps you because you can't do it anymore. What you're doing is enough. Now it's up to us to try and do our part. And I was like, great. We'll see.
Cool.
Well, I like the fact that we had conversations, you know, obviously off the air behind closed doors. And when you talk about like what they're about, they don't want to benefit off something like the coronavirus. They mm-hmm. really want to help people. Like I genuinely got that feeling in speaking with everybody over there.
Very cool.
And that's the reason why I would go back.
And they said that's the main thing. To let people know we're open. That's it. If you need help, call us. If not, when you get through all this stuff, if you do, give us a shout. All right, so there you go. We got 1 second to go on the show. If you guys want to join us, 713-780-3776, HR and P Listen Line. Call, text, or hit us on Twitter. And, of course, the Blitz coming up right after us, right here on ESPN 97.5.
Need a new restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back, final segment, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and Joel in the studio on a Monday in the big city on the day that DeAndre Hopkins was traded. Hopkins has given Mark Berman of Fox 26 a statement. He said he wants to thank Houston, that Houston helped create not just a football player, but a man. Houston gave me opportunities in life I would have never gotten in a lot of places to better myself. I want to thank the city of Houston for always supporting the organization no matter what happened and supporting us players through the ups and the downs. Houston always knows there's going to be love in my heart despite this situation. It's a business, nothing personal about it. I gave it all I had. I wouldn't take anything back. I don't regret anything that's happened so far in my career. Being a Houston Texan. He continued to say, it's a new chapter in my life. I'm very excited to be part of the Arizona Cardinals.
Well, he took the high road.
Yeah. And I kind of expected that. A lot of these guys, you know, I like the fact that he recognized that it's a business. This is no sweat off his back. He is actually probably a good thing for him for a couple of reasons. One, he has nothing to prove on the field.
Right.
But he is looking for more money. So now maybe he goes to a team who wants to pay him more money, who wants to have him there, unlike the Texans who are, you know, struggling with value and everything else. So maybe he's in a better situation to renegotiate a contract, whereas the Texans just weren't in that position because they've got to make up for the tonsil issue and Watson. Now, cap space this year, they have $23 million left. So probably not going to happen this year. But I imagine that they're more willing, especially once Fitzgerald retires. Which they're probably going to be more willing.
He's been
willing.
Going year to year, and everybody says this year's his last year. So we'll see. It's coming pretty soon. So you bring up a good point. You hate seeing a guy that put the Texans on the map week in, week out. He and Deshaun, especially with JJ being hurt so much, with everybody you talked about being one of if it's not Deshaun's being one of the top young quarterbacks in the game. It's the top receivers in the game always starts with your player for your team, and now he's gone, and you didn't get nearly the return on it that people thought you should get. So we'll see what happens with that. Dustin wants to get in here real quick before we get out of here. A question about the trade. Dustin, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Barry and Joel, love the show. Listen, quick question, then I'll hang up and listen. I want to know, so David Johnson is under contract for the next 2 years with the Texans, right?
Yep.
What would he have to do either this year or next year to, in the heart of true Texans fans, justify this trade?
You've got to be one of the five best backs in football. You had one of the three, you know, best receivers in football who was getting paid like the 17th best. You've got one of the, what, I wouldn't even say top 20 backs.
Oh, not right now.
No, but he's getting paid as the third best back in football. So he's going to have to earn his money. And if he doesn't earn his money, if he doesn't play like the third best back in football, then this is a flop.
Yeah, I
can't agree more.
Yeah, you nailed it. I mean, look, here's the thing. And I thought it was like a year and a half ago, but you said it was more like 3 years ago when we all play fantasy football. And we remember top of everybody's cheat sheet
was David Johnson. The 2016 season.
He needs another season like that and more than a season like that because he's got to stay healthy and he's got to put up those kind of numbers for people to even start to think about justifying this trade.
Right now, he's the third highest paid Texan on the roster. It goes J.J. Watt, Whitney Merciless, which is laughable, and David Johnson.
Think about that.
Think about that. Of your three highest paid players on this team, it's J.J. Watt, an aging J.J. Watt.
Yep, who's been injured.
Whitney Merciless, who you overpaid for, and it's David Johnson, who is being overpaid right now.
It's kind of like...
Oh, by the way, number four is Laremy Tunsil, who's about to jump to number one.
Yeah. Before Deshaun Watson,
when I say jump, I don't mean offside. Like he set records on last year.
Fair enough.
I mean he's just gonna.
It's kind of like when you're the Bucks and you say Giannis is our best player, but by the way, our second highest paid player and our third highest paid player that are also supposed to be studs are Eric Bledsoe and Chris Middleton. Nope, those aren't superstars. Those aren't great players. Those are overpaid players. That's what the Texans are looking at, or worse, because like you said. Whitney Merciless is paid like the sixth best linebacker in football. Your kicker is paid like the third best kicker in football. What'd you say? It was like 20th last year? But you're paying him like he's the... But you're paying him not like. You're paying him as the third highest paid player kicker in the league.
It's pretty bad.
Nick Martin, terrible deal. Yeah. Again, top six in the league, offensive lineman.
When you, like I said earlier, when you look at the talent that was here and what's here now, you mean the fact that they've... That you had J.J. Watt, Jadeveon Clowney on both, and then D.J. Reader in the middle of that line.
You mentioned it. That's a huge loss. You had
Tyrann Matthew in the back of that secondary. You had D-Hop on one side, Will Fuller when healthy on the other, but you had Lamar Miller.
Stills was huge, right?
Yeah, Stills, but you had Lamar Miller, and then Carlos Hyde, and you've got Deshaun Watson, and you look at it now, you've got Deshaun Watson and, I mean, if you're going to say J.J. Watt, great, but we all know that that's coming to an end. His dominance, it's just not, I'm sorry, Father Time is undefeated. That's the saying. He's getting
older.
That's
a great question. Who is their second best player right now?
It has to be J.J. Watt.
Assuming that he's not going to be hurt again.
Maybe Laremy Tunsil? Is it Deshaun Watson, Laremy Tunsil, J.J. Watt? Is that your top three?
Because
that's bad if he plays.
It's horrible because again, when you talked about it, right? What was it a week ago? It was
Watson, Deshaun Watson, Hopkins, and then J.J. Watt,
and probably
Laremy Tunsil. But you had four legitimate stars, but now you're down to three, and one of them is aging, and one of them you don't know if he's going to be here because you may not, you didn't lock him up, or you're going to overpay for him.
And on the flip side of Dustin's question, we know what the worst case scenario is. David Johnson puts up numbers less than what Carlos Hyde put up for you this year.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you look at it and go, we just traded away one of our two best players for a guy that couldn't put up the numbers of a guy that we got off the scrap heap a year ago that we refused to pay $5 million a year. It makes no sense. And no. Barry, I hope you're right. I hope that's whatever percentage you put on it. 5-10% holding out hope that there's going to be some explanation because there's other moves to be made that will explain this better. But again, when you talk about the fact that he had such a team-friendly deal for the next 3 years, and then on top of that, you could have franchise tagged him.
Somebody named Dean on Twitter, because Clowney is trending, so I just wanted to see why Jadeveon Clowney is trending. A lot of the tweets have to do with the fact that people are discussing what the Texans were versus what they are. And this dude named Dean is real on Twitter, says, so let me get this straight. Bill O'Brien has turned DeAndre Hopkins, Jadeveon Clowney, and a 2020 fourth rounder into Gary Conley, David Johnson, Jacob Martin, Barcavius Mingo, a 2020 second rounder, and a 2021 fourth rounder. That's what you did. And he's going to lose DJ Reader. And
that's he lost Tyrann Mathieu. You touched on. And that's a huge deal.
It is.
And again, what's the fear? Because you were going to have to pay him? Because he played like a Pro Bowl type defensive lineman a year ago, so you signed his backup to a new deal, which basically already told us you were not going to pay him.
When you talk about trading guys at the level that DeAndre Hopkins is, or Jadeveon Clowney is. You talk about getting first rounders in return for these guys.
We talked about the OBJ deal.
And they did not do that. But they're going to go out and overpay for middle of the road guys like Carlos Hyde and Duke Johnson. It's just asinine. This is the blueprint. Like I said, this is the blueprint of how you run a franchise into the ground. And if that was the goal, Bill O'Brien, congratulations. You are going to just ruin the Texans. You must, like I said, you must be a Titans fan.
I just hope there's more to this quote-unquote bigger plan than just wide receiver depth. Because if that's the only part of your quote-unquote bigger plan, I mean, I don't know if that's an actual quote, but if that's a bigger plan and it's only just wide receiver depth, that's terrible.
This goes to what Barry said earlier when he jumped ship. I mean, if you're going to continue to support this team and let them wallow in mediocrity, then it's on you.
Yeah.
You can go the shame me once, shame me twice. This is shame me like 65 times.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, not going to get fooled again or whatever.
Whatever the fools and shames we're talking
Bush
about,
messed it up.
You're way down the line from 1, 2, and 3. This is too numerous to count, and it starts to be on you.
Go so. Chiefs! Go Chiefs! Go! Chiefs Nation Kingdom. Whatever. I don't care. It's whatever.
You want to do the chop on the way out?
Oh!
And on that note, it's been a pleasure on a Monday on The Usual Suspects. Back to do it again tomorrow, so hopefully you will be too. Until then, for Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great night, everybody. The Blitz coming up next, ESPN 97.5.
Then I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.